You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do, oh God of wonders. Your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live: to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning. Welcome to Wednesday Live. It is right now 11 o'clock. You are tuned in to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And we are so glad that you have joined us today. As you know, we bring you kingdom news and views and things that make a difference.
Amen.
We believe makes a difference, because we know that anything God's involved in, it's going to make a difference for good. And so we're blessed today to have some friends that we are just building relationships with in the studio. And I think we have some others that are peddling really hard to find us. And so, Barry, if you're out there, I won't call you by name, but, you know, if you're somewhere and you're peddling, you you're almost on time. That's what we'll say. You're almost on time. Devin is with us today, and also we have FC that is with us. And we're going to be talking a little more about, the power of God and God's love to give people new beginnings and give them a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11 is an awesome scripture. Devin, have you met that scripture yet?
I have not.
Exactly. Jeremiah 29:11. We want to find that this morning. Anybody have? Can we find that? Jeremiah 29:11. We'd like to find that and pull that up.
I'll get it. I need my glasses.
You need your glasses. Yes. To get it. Okay. But it's a pretty awesome. David, you have some mail, and we're gonna have a little moment of prayer here in just a moment, because we do have, I think, some prayer requests.
We do.
What do you have?
Well, first from Carolyn and Carol.
Welcome, David. Incidentally.
Oh, thank you. It's always glad to be.
Francoeur, we're glad to have you here this morning.
I always feel welcome, Jonathan. So,
do you?
You know,
well,
if you
thank
miss
you.
Saying it, it's quite all right, you know.
Thank you.
But well, speaking of thank you, from Carolyn and Carol, they write a little note. It says, we love you and thank God for WCNO Radio. Please pray for me and my family, which we will do.
Yeah, there's health and some other things there, but very dear friends of our families.
And then from, I have to see, Winifred in Delray Beach, another longtime listener.
Yes, and absolutely.
Faithful giver. Says, I pray the Lord bless and keep all of you in the name of Jesus. God is good. Thank you for being his voice today and always. And then she asked for prayer for, she needs a better job, good day job, and rent, of course, is going up and is becoming a burden. So those two prayer areas need to be lifted up.
All right, very good. And we are going to lift some things up in prayer. Karen, you had some mail stuff too, didn't you? You're still looking for Jeremiah 29:11.
Yeah,
she's
okay.
Got her glasses now.
She has her glasses. Yeah. She looks more
professional.
Welcome, Karen.
Good morning. Happy to be here. Yeah.
Happy Wednesday Live, people.
Yes. Happy to be here. So I do have the scripture, and then I do have a note from our wonderful friend Janine in Lantana, with she sends in her monthly donation. She is a Gideon's Army lady.
Wow. Yeah.
So we just really bless her and thank her.
Explain what a Gideon's Army is.
A Gideon's Army is someone that has come alongside the ministry to give a monthly donation of $30 or more to support the ministry. And so she has joined that. And we know Gideon had a specific amount of men.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Nothing that has anything to do with Karen. Karen is going to be sharing the scripture. We're going to call Barry. As soon as I have Barry's phone number, okay. I'm going to call him.
But as soon as I tell you from what the Janine studio. Says.
Oh, I want to hear what Janine says.
Yeah, so she says, hello and God bless. Been missing Dr. Stanley's closing message.
Why is that?
And she had a little question mark there. Is it offline? And then, anyway, Jesus knows. And she said, Jesus knows you, this, and I know, too. But anyway, well, I'll check on that. Because sometimes a song will jump in before a program, and so it pushes the program down by whatever the length of the song is.
A few minutes or something.
Right. So, you know, I try my best when I'm editing and running those logs every day to make sure that that doesn't happen. So, but thanks for bringing that to our attention.
And through the Bible, I have a note I just sent into production that someone said that it the program had been cut off, like, 10 minutes in or halfway in, and then refired. And
yes, and those are things, because, you know, we're making adjustments in the logs, you know, trying to get things to fire off when they're supposed to. So, you know, there's like several different things involved in doing that. So sometimes you miss one of the steps.
That does happen sometimes. And also, in this year, we have had some challenges with some of our equipment.
Yes.
And we do have some equipment that's been sent out to California that's being repaired. And there are a lot of moving parts in the radio station. We have some parts here that are, 15-plus years old. And that's kind of amazing to be running. Just think about if you were jogging around the clock for 15 years without taking a break. That's what some of our equipment has been doing here. It's literally been running 24 hours a day for 15 years.
Oh, wow.
And thank God it's still running. We pray over things, you know, the favor of God's on it.
That's right.
But occasionally things do happen. And Karen, we do appreciate our listeners notifying us of things that that you hear that we can address.
That's right.
It's important. It is important.
It is.
And we do take it serious. And we are going to pray. But before we pray, I'd mentioned to Devin, I want him to get acquainted with this one verse that's in Jeremiah 29:11. Karen, read it. Share it with Devin.
And the Lord says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future.
What do you think about that?
I think it's a very, very nice scripture, and I am hoping that it definitely interludes with my past.
Amen.
You know, and that, but then right after that, the next verse says, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart, and I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity.
You, wow. Hallelujah. That part of that message in lines
this
with,
is FC. Welcome.
Nope. Yeah, I apologize. That lines in with what we were talking about on our right here.
Oh, yes.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, sir. You are correct. That it definitely does. We were having a conversation on our way over here, and that part of the scripture that you just read, yeah. We were basically having a conversation relating in the same topic as that scripture.
Amen. So the Lord confirms his word.
Crazy. He does confirm his word. And, it's called the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. And so this is affirmation. It's a good thing. Dave, you're going to open us up with prayer.
Yes.
And I know we have a couple of prayer requests there. And we have, is Maul and Paul going to make it in today? Do we need to pray that the tractor starts? Because didn't they have tractor problems?
We're going to hear about that.
Oh, yes. I thought I heard their tractor was down.
Yeah, Maul and Paul are going to be here for sure.
Okay.
You'll know when they're ready.
Did they collect the pistons? I'm sorry.
You mean, did they collect the evidence?
Evidence. Yeah. Okay. We want you all to, I know you're driving, you're working, you know, you're busy with your day. You may have the radio on in your business today, but we are just going to pause for a moment, lift these knees up in prayer, because we do take seriously when you send in your prayer request, and you can send those to WCNO at WCNO.com, and you can let us know, what your praise reports are, your prayer requests. Go to our webpage, WCNO.com, and send those in, and we will lift them up on air. Mm-hmm. And it's an important thing.
Well, let's come together in prayer. And just, Father, we thank you for the opportunity and the freedom that we enjoy to be able to pray to you at any time that the opportunity Amen. Presents itself, yes. Lord, and we know that you'll encourage that and enable that to continue. And we have some dear friends of the ministry that need your grace moving in their lives today. We pray for Winifred. Lord God, we pray that you would enable her to open doors for a better job that will pay more so that she can have a good, she can pay a rent, basically, Lord.
Hello.
Pray for also for Carolyn and Carol, Father God. They ask for prayer for their family.
And thank you, Father.
There are several needs, all levels of need here, and we just know that you're aware of all of that, and you have a perfect plan to meet those needs.
Thank you,
and
Father.
And we just claim that the outpouring of your Spirit today to move into their lives. And we thank you, Father, for the riches of grace given to them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. And that was our friend Barry from Taken TV that did not realize that we were all focused on praying there at that moment, because I just called him. Barry, can you hear me? Hello? Barry is gone.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, we will try to find him again.
Where
I'm going to call him back.
Barry?
Where is Barry? That's the question. FC, tell us what God has put in your heart, in your hands, and introduce Devin to us this morning, and what the relationship is and what's going on. I'm going to, and while you're doing that, I may interrupt. As soon as I get him on the line, he's going to jump
fantastic.
In. So go ahead.
So, approximately 25 years ago, I started being trained and conditioned for the position that I hold right now. In regards to, I've actually started an entrepreneur academy, and one of my focuses are that I go into disfranchised communities, and I look for young youth between the ages of 18 and 25 that are looking for an opportunity to change their lives. And we start them off. In the academy, we teach them good habits. We teach them how to eat properly, eating the proper foods to strengthen our minds. We also study the Word.
Good.
We introduce them to the Word.
Good.
Slowly but surely, as we're doing with Devin, and I am a traditional kind of guy. I like to go out and be face to face. You know, there's a lot of technology out there that I still use within my company, but I like to build relationships. And I happened to walk into a business in Fort Pierce to where I met a young man that is sitting next to me, and his name is Devin. And one of my passions I have is the youth. And because I come from a background to my mom introduced the Lord to me, but she didn't live the life. You know, she drug addiction. She struggled with drug addiction, prostitution. So I didn't have the greatest childhood. And when I started talking to Devin, and Devin shared some of the background, there was a lot of familiar areas. And at that point, I asked him if I could help him, you know, because that's what I do. I help young people become entrepreneurs. Not only do once a week, I take them through my 52-week program, but my company gives them $125,000 to open their own business.
It's awesome.
And we
it's
just
awesome.
Recently had a blessing where David Meltzer, I was going to try to bring him on with us today. He has made it a permanent part of his show that can be seen on Apple TV called 2 Minute Drill, where the Entrepreneur Academy, the five top students from my academy, will have an opportunity to present their business plan and receive awesome. $50,000 in cash and prizes.
Hey, Barry, can you hear me?
I can.
Are awesome. You listening?
I am.
Okay, Barry, we have you online now, and giving FC an opportunity to kind of say hey there. And so, Barry, you actually brought FC to us, and you're involved in media. You're involved in some really great things. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing and how did you meet FC, and then we want to set up here to get a little better acquainted with Devin this morning.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, I'm the CEO of Taken TV. It was a vision that God gave me about 2 years ago to create a Christian network that was not like anything else out there. We want to show Christians in their real life, not just a lot of preaching and a lot of talk shows. I mean, currently that's what we have on the network, but we're growing and we're trying to create that type of program that actually show Christians out, you know, living real life, not, you know, just what is on TV right now.
Hey, one Barry, you're not that saying that I'm an unreal person, are you? Because I'm living. I'm living, Barry, and I'm for real. And Karen, we are here in person, right?
Yes. Right.
We are always in the
I want to see you out in your home in North Carolina on the mountains.
There you go.
Your mountain stuff sometime, you know?
There you go. Yeah, I'm real up there too.
Camping and fishing and all that good stuff. So that's one of the new shows that we have. We're going to bring in the former chaplain of the Cardinals, and he's going to take some athletes and different people fishing. And we're going to get their God story while they're actually out fishing. So those are the different things that we've got planned for the network.
Sign me up, Barry.
Things you don't see on normal Christian TV. So, yeah.
That's excellent.
And then I met FC, and he shared his vision and what he was wanting to do with the kids, and the kids are my heart. Because I had I didn't grow up in the perfect home either. Had a lot of struggles, and when I hear these stories, they really, really touch my heart, and this is something that I want to be a part of. So we've created a partnership so that Taken TV can partner with FC and what he's doing in creating this entrepreneur show that we're going to do. And I'm just really excited about being part of it and being able to make a difference in these kids' lives.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you're calling in from a planet somewhere else, because we have a lot of static and stuff with our connection, Barry. So I'm going to have to let you go because it's a little distracting, but thank you for bringing in FC. We've got a couple more minutes with him and Devin, and I want to hear a little more about what they're up to. God bless you, Barry.
Absolutely.
Thanks, brother.
Yes,
take care. All right, bye. All right, so FC, you met Devin?
Yep.
Where?
I met him at Russo's in Fort Pierce. It was one of his jobs that he was actually working, and we had the opportunity to talk, and he shared a little bit of my story, and I asked him if I could help, and he got real excited about the opportunity. He's been participating in the Entrepreneur Academy for the last two and a half months to 3 months. We start off real slow. We start off with creating some positive habits, morning habits. I also teach them about the emotional impulses. Those emotional impulses are important because they're worldly impulses. And what I want to do is help them get those worldly emotions in control.
Good
plan.
And
we do that by studying those and understanding the definitions of them and how they're associated and how those emotions impulse us every day as people. Mm. So it kind of wakes us up by understanding what these five emotional impulses are. And what Barry was sharing with you is that we've created a TV series called Against All Odds. And it is a documentary feature with top Fortune 500 CEOs that are assisting in educating these young people that would not have otherwise have opportunity. Yeah. So, and you get to watch us live. And what he's saying, what he was saying is in real life is that he's going to, the camera crew is going to follow me around applying God's word into the world. And by the application of that is that we're not only we're teaching and giving a vehicle to the youth, but we're teaching unconditional love through that process. And that is the application. I don't judge Devin from where he came from, what social background that he come from, what he does in his personal life. I bring him on board. And then what I do is I give him the application of the word to attract him and get him more interested in
Excellent.
Learning about God. So,
Devin, what have you learned? How long in the program?
I've been in the program for about 2.5 months to 3 months.
Okay. And how's it going?
How's it going so far? It's actually going good. One of the biggest and saddest, you know, lessons that I learned becoming an adult came from my lack of routine.
Uh-huh.
It came from me waking up and not having anything.
Okay.
Not anything to do, not anywhere to go, nothing. FC taught me this this routine of waking up where the second you wake up, the second that alarm goes off, you don't snooze, you get up, you hit the cold shower instantly, you make your bed. Within 5 to 10 minutes, you're already prepared for the day, you're completely energized and you're hydrating. That's one of the things he taught me. And
that's
when I started
good.
Doing
awesome.
That, I started getting happier.
That made Literally. A big difference, didn't it?
Yeah, I didn't wake up in silence and stare at the ceiling with no motivation to move. Yeah.
So what's a day look like? Okay, so you're working, a couple jobs, plus you're in this program, or are you working a job?
I'm working a job, and I'm in this program as well.
And you're in the program.
Yep.
So what does a daily routine in the program look like?
A daily routine, well, we're still all doing the immediate wake up, hit the shower.
Good.
Get the bed made.
The basics.
Yes, the basics.
Okay.
And as for routine, so far, that's all I've learned. But
okay.
We're slowly expanding that calendar.
It's coming.
It's coming. It's
because you're here, right?
Yeah, absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
You did more than get out of bed today because
yes.
I am looking at you.
Oh, sir, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me,
Welcome.
By the way.
Welcome.
I'm very glad to be here. Thank you.
Welcome. So, 3 months into this, you said this is a one-year program.
It is. It's a one-year program. So, What we're looking for at the very beginning is consistency.
Okay.
As being an entrepreneur, you have to be consistent. You have to overcome. So we're moving in towards, because he does have a full-time job that he's committed. He works a lot of hours there.
Yep.
So we're moving towards his goal of getting a certain amount of money saved.
Okay.
So at that point that he can actually leave Rizzo's and actually join in on the academy full-time. Because part of the academy is not only do we educate them, but after we educate them, we put them out in the field with myself and leaders. And Devin's actually had the opportunity to already start leading some of the newer students as we're adding on.
Fantastic.
And he gets them. So basically what he doesn't realize until he realized today is I've already started teaching you leadership roles. And he said, well, how's that, sir? And I said, are you leading all the newcomers coming in and getting them started on their daily habits? And he's like, yeah. And I said, then you're leading.
Right. That's the way it works.
And so I took this from a company that I owned when I was 18 years old. And until I completed the program, I didn't realize all the things that I had learned until it got to where I became an owner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so what I do is I implement all of these things. And all I do is just encourage them. I lift them up, and I plant those little seeds on a daily basis. I get them in the habits. They all text me. So Devin, teaching them the chain of command. Devin is, because he's a senior into the program. The chain of command is that all my new students, before you get to work one on one with me, you have to go through Devin first.
Seniority.
That's right. So wow. Devin works with them for the first 30 days just to get
that's
them
awesome.
Into those habits.
That's awesome.
That way, I'm not spending my time with somebody that really doesn't want to do this.
To do what? Yeah. Because you're God opens the door to a new life, but you have to choose to accept it. You know, it's a gift. What it didn't come free, it comes to us, you know, as a gift, but certainly not free, and we have to take that step. So you know, we hear a lot about faith-based. This is a faith-based program. But, you know, then I have friends that come to me and they go, yeah, well, you know, I'm in this program, and they say, you know, you can have faith in a tree or God can be, you know, whatever. When you say, you know, if I ask you, is this faith-based, are you going to say that having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is the foundation of your personal life and that's what moves you?
Absolutely. I go by FC. My legal name is Frankie Clark, but God shared with me, he said, your brand is faith in Christ. And my faith, that's exactly why I go by FC, is just because he said you need to be who you are, and my faith is unmatched. I challenge anyone to challenge me. we were talking about, I was talking to Dave earlier when we came in, and when your faith is strong and you truly are not in the believing, but you're in the knowing, we are taught fear in this world. Mm-hmm. And when you have that personal relationship and you're not in that believing, you're in the knowing, you don't have any fear of anything on this earth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, you have common sense.
Right.
Right? Yeah, we do have common sense, because sure, one of the greatest gifts that God gave us was our free will, right? But we have to use our common sense.
I think we should call it uncommon sense, because people don't have common sense anymore. So if you have any sense, it's probably because of God, and it's uncommon.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But we want it to be common, right?
Absolutely. So yeah. I was asked this morning, he said, what do you want to come together and pray about? And I said, world peace and common sense.
Yeah,
right. Let's just get, because we lack that in this world. Is common sense. So it is a faith-based, I'm all about the application. I introduce the word to my students in a slow, meditated way. We get into some other additional books that I actually learned and read when I was younger, and then we get into the word. It's basically just feeding.
So you're working the word.
Absolutely.
It's a working. You know, God's son Jesus, when he was on the earth, he said something that always amazes me, that he didn't say or do anything except what his Father was doing. And that you know, that was his life and that was his lifestyle. And so when I heard you talking about, you know, what God has done and what your vision and your mission and your work is, FC, and I realize this is part of the heart of God, that God is the one who gives us the ability to be creative, to be able to accomplish things, to be able to have faith. And also,
I'm not that smart.
Yeah,
I'm trying to tell you.
But this is grounded in a new beginning, you know, a new life in Jesus Christ. So that's awesome. Well, I am so glad to have both of you with us in the studio this morning. We do have Ma and Paul that seems to have shown up this morning, and so we're going to have to give them a little bit of credit and trust that, they're going to make it in here. You know, if you hear a chair squeak or, you know, sometimes Paul has to clear his throat a little bit to get revved up for the morning. But whatever it takes, Ma and Paul is now with us, and we've had a good morning. Listen, keep your dial set right here at 89.9. We are going to have Paul and Nuala O'Higgins joining us in just a few moments, and we're looking forward to that as well. Well, Ma and Paul are very responsible people, especially when it comes to spending money. Paul will fix something that's broken before he'll replace it. Ma can make a grocery dollar go pretty far. And when their clothing wears completely out, they get replacements at local thrift shops. Being on a working farm, there's always the possibility that a major piece of equipment will cause a catastrophic and mortal failure. And such is the case this morning. Paul's tractor, a 1965 Ford 3000, gave up the ghost while he was seeding the East 40. He walked all the way back home, despondent and muttering to himself. And Ma has found him sitting on the front porch, staring off into the distance.
Hey, Paul, what's going on? I thought you was out seeding the East 40.
Yeah, I was, till the tractor exploded.
What? It exploded? What happened?
I don't rightly know, Ma. One minute I was cruising along, planting seeds, and the next moment the tractor lurched to a stop. and the engine just blew up. I'm afraid that beautiful machine is done for.
Well, Paul, if it's just that engine, you can rebuild it, can't you? I mean, you've rebuilt that thing four or five times over the years.
Oh, I know, but it ain't just the engine. When it exploded, the manifold, covered with burning fuel, took off in the air. I was near old Bubba Slobotnik's pasture, and that flaming manifold landed on his prize bull's rump and set his tail on fire.
Oh, goodness, Paul. Is the bull all right?
Well, maybe. See, the bull got real mad about his tail, and he charged the fence. All 1,100 pounds of him came right through that wire and crashed into the tractor. I got thrown off the seat. One of his horns punctured the radiator, and when he hit, the frame got bent real bad.
Did he go after you?
Thank God, no. See, his tail was still on fire, so he ran back into his pasture and eased his hind end into a drinking tank.
Well, his pride might be a little bit bruised, but it don't sound like he's in too bad a shape.
Well, my story ain't over yet, Ma. When the engine exploded, the manifold wasn't the only thing what got airborne. One of the pistons blew through the head, went into a high arc, and crashed through old Bubba's living room window. You know, he's still kind of sensitive from his time in Vietnam. He thought that piston was a mortar. Well, he ran and got his shotgun. He ran like the dickens to his pasture. And when he saw my smoking tractor, he started firing the slugs in that shotgun. Well, the transmission got destroyed. And worst of all, one of them slugs got the plastic Jesus I keep on the dash.
Oh, my goodness, Pa. What a mess. Was old Bubba angry?
After everything cooled down and I explained what happened, his face stopped being red. And he stopped saying them ugly words he's known for. And he actually got a chuckle out of my predicament. I told him I'd pay the vet to come and check out his bull, and I'd fix his fence. But he told me to forget it. He said it's not every day he gets the kind of excitement he's had this morning.
Well, that was mighty nice of him.
Oh, for sure. But I'm not sure how old Edgar Zingendorf is going to feel.
All right now, tell me, how is he involved in all this?
Well, you know his backyard borders the west side of our East 40. And you're probably not aware of this, but he fancies himself an artist. And he had just finished a life-size rendition of The Last Supper out of popsicle sticks. Well, it took him 2 years. So another flaming piston shot off and landed right in front of Judas. Oh, and there's a bit of irony there for you. And anyway, the whole shebang went up in flames. In 3 minutes, it was just a smoking pile of ash.
Oh, what a shame, Pa.
True, and yet my story is not yet ended.
Oh, now, come on. There can't be more to tell. It's bad enough already.
Oh, just hang on, Ma. I'm almost done. So old Bubba and me decided that we needed to pray right there next to my deceased tractor. We agreed in prayer that we'd had quite enough excitement for one day. We asked the Lord for his peace. I also asked for his grace to replace the tractor. Why, we even prayed for old Edgar Zingendorf, knowing he has a bad heart and all, and he wouldn't have the big one when he saw the smoke and rubble of his Last Supper. Well, just about the time we said amen, old Deputy Morton Krillfrump comes running through old Edgar's backyard, screaming, "Which one of you put a shotgun slug through my cruiser?"
Okay, Pa, there can't be any more to this story. I don't think I can handle any more suspense.
Well, we got old Morton into a conversation and laid out for him everything that happened. When we finished, he just started laughing. You know, then me and old Bubba joined in. We had quite a laugh fest. When we quieted down, old Morton asked me about the tractor. I told him it was a total loss and I would have to dig into our savings deeply to replace it. Well, then he told me his daddy has a 1970 Ford tractor up for sale in pretty good shape, and maybe I would like to come look at it. Well, Ma, that just made my day.
Well, I'm glad it all worked out, and it seems the Lord answered your prayers.
Oh, he sure did. So now I'm going to drive my truck over to the East 40 and tow the carcass of my tractor back to the barn. I might be able to salvage a couple of pieces from it. And if Morton's daddy's tractor is in good enough shape, I can fix what's needed for a whole lot less than buying a new one. Save money where you can, Ma.
Yep, always a good plan, Pa. But what about Bubba and his fence?
Well, I know he said to forget fixing it, but I got a couple of rolls of barbed wire in the barn. I'll throw them in the truck when I go back to tow the tractor.
And you know, we were both feeling bad about Edgar's Last Supper thing. We thought we'd make a helpful gesture to him. So by any chance, do you know where I can pick up 250,000 popsicle sticks?
Well, when we find ourselves in a nasty predicament, and it even appears hopeless, we should remember that it's time to pray. Tough times can make us anxious and fearful. And when that happens, clear thinking goes right out the window. You might be in such a situation right now. Trust God that He knows exactly what you need. Stop fretting and lift your heart up to Him in prayer. He will answer, and you will have His peace.
Amen.
Ma and Pa, I'm so glad that lives have survived the death of the tractor. That is quite a story. Well, we are going to go to a song. As you know, we are believing God for what our nation needs, and that is revival.
Amen.
Our nation desperately needs revival.
revival. Jesus, bring us back to you. Oh, we need you to. We want to see revival.
And we are glad to have you listening this morning. I just love that song on revival and recognize that our politicians are not going to be able to fix things for us, Paul. They're just not going to be able to do it. The devil messed him up, and only God can whoop up on the devil. Paul and Nulo Higgins, longtime friends. I can call you friends, I hope.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
No friend like an old friend.
They have blessed me on my first trip to Israel. That was a few years ago. That was a lot of years ago. And that kind of opened up Israel as a land to me and was a wonderful blessing. And over the years, they've shared some. I've heard some of their story. But we have a few minutes this morning, and just want to welcome you all to WCNO. You've been on the radio here before, I believe.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. Great to be here. And good to be part of the WCNO family.
Yes.
Because it's a special time in the Treasure Coast. God's breaking out all over. And you're a big part of it.
Indeed, indeed. And what is the Lord putting on your hearts? What first of all, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are and what you do, what you've done in the kingdom, so those who may not know you will understand the richness of your journey.
Thank you, Jonathan. My name is Paul O'Higgins. My accent is Irish. That's where I came from originally.
Yeah, oh, I thought that was Southern.
Southern Irish.
Southern Irish.
I'm Nulo O'Higgins.
Hi, Nula.
And we're servants of the Lord, and Amen. We have a ministry called Reconciliation Outreach. We had part of it was through reconciliation between Catholics and Protestants earlier on, before we formed Reconciliation Outreach. So we continue that. The
Good.
Lord's continuing his atonement. He's making us all one with Him. We forget about our differences and be one with Him. He's calling us all to oneness with Him. And as you said at the beginning, it's not any politician, and we should stop looking to them and looking to Jesus, who said,
Amen.
Pray,
Amen.
My kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And it's His kingdom we preach and look for. No other kingdom, no other name but the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We started our lives serving the Lord in Ireland. I was a Catholic priest, and I began to preach the gospel in a more clear and focused way. The truth of being accepted, not on the ground of your shaky ground of our performance, but on the ground that He has done enough. That revolutionized my life, because my life was a mixture of self-reliance and half trusting in Him, and fully trust in Him, that through Him and His work at the cross, the atoning sacrifice, the death of Jesus on the cross, we are made fully acceptable, not on the basis of our performance, but on the basis of His work for us. And putting all of my faith in that just revolutionized my life. And naturally, my teaching began to diverge from the traditional teaching of the Catholic Church. It wasn't possible for me to remain there.
And when I met Paul, I was a nun, Catholic nun. I loved Jesus, but actually, you know, people love to say, oh, Catholic, you became a Protestant. I didn't become a Protestant. It's neither Catholic nor Protestant. It's neither any denomination or another denomination. It's all about Jesus. And when I really discovered that through the cross, I could go through the cross, not just look at it, and just talk about forgiveness of sins. He came to take our old life. I didn't know anything about my Adam life. And when I discovered what the cross really meant, that's what we need to preach. The cross and the resurrection side of the cross. We live on the resurrection side of the cross. We have His life, His resurrection life, His overcoming life. He's the one who overcame and overcomes. And so I just don't like any tags. I just talk about Jesus and the power of the cross and what He gives us. He gave Himself for us and to us. And He gives us His life, His resurrection life. The resurrection is something of the past. We've all to go through the cross and get His new life. If lots of people who talk about being born again, they haven't a clue. because they haven't got rid of their Adam man, which only Jesus can do.
The denominations can't do that.
No,
but at the same time, they're all part of Team Jesus.
There
yes,
you go.
They are. The Lord wants to bring us all to the maximum, and he's adjusting everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, Paul, you were a priest. You're talking about you had a powerful encounter with God through Jesus Christ, and that brought you into a whole new area of ministry. You all met, obviously, later.
Doing the Lord's work.
Doing really?
When we were both priest and nun, we began to work in reconciliation.
Okay.
Between Protestant and Catholic. That's how we first discovered.
Really?
Neither
sure
Protestant
enough.
Protestant nor Catholic matters a hill of beans.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Only
yeah.
Jesus and his true. Life.
Our country was so divided by denominational
yes.
warfare.
And
Ireland,
politics,
you're talking
and
about.
Politics.
Yeah.
And actually, we have a story that Smith Wigglesworth, back in 1938, he went to David Duplessy, a famous leader of the Pentecostal movement, and he was the head of the chairman of the secretary of the World Council of Pentecostal Churches. And David Duplessy went to Smith Wigglesworth went to David Duplessy in 1938, I believe it was, and he told him that you'll go to the old line churches with the message of the Holy Spirit. And in 1972, David Duplessy came to us, actually, when we were still priesthood and on, and he prophesied over us. He said, one day, if the whole Catholic Church is turned upside down, 12 years old, married.
And I ran. I ran. I was still in my nun's habit. I had no intention of leaving. I just was, I didn't care what I was. I was just wanted to get everybody turned on to Jesus.
There you go.
And I thought he was crazy. Well, it took 5 years later, and he kept in touch with us when we came to America. We were with him up to about the week he died. We brought him to Stuart, actually, a number of times over the years.
So, but it's this... I was under an illusion that you got forgiven, and then you go off trying to improve yourself, putting the Christian back in place.
Yes.
And I failed at the self-improvement.
The self-improvement, yeah.
To have the self replaced by the life of Jesus.
Amen.
That's such a gift. That it's no longer we improving ourselves, but literally the same Jesus, alive now and coming to live in us and to love through us. And our flesh gets in the way sometimes, but he wants to live the Christian life in us. So he doesn't even expect us to live the Christian life. He gives us his Spirit. And you have some churches there, they don't emphasize the Holy Spirit enough and say, oh, it'll make me a Pentecostal. We need the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He's the gift of the ascended Jesus. Without the presence of the Holy Spirit, we just droop. We're unable to live the Christian life. And whether you believe it's one experience or two experiences, we should all be praying for more of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit needs to just absolutely fill our lives with the love and the life of Jesus, anoint us to do his work, and empower us to love one another. Now, it's not just a series of exhortations or how-tos or do this, do that, the other, or put these instructions into practice. Draw from the life of Jesus. We really need to welcome the Holy Spirit. And whether there's the argument that it's one experience or two experiences, let's get over that argument and just say, come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts with the love of Jesus. Empower us to live the Christian life so that Jesus lives his life through us. So it's time that every church has intentionally welcomes the Holy Spirit, whether your label is Baptist, Evangelical, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Fundamentalist, Pentecostal, Catholic, Traditional, makes no difference. We all need to say, come, Holy Spirit, empower us for the end time move of the Spirit.
Amen.
That's our message. That's our burden.
That's very good. And you all have traveled extensively. You've ministered extensively. What do you see God doing right now? I mean, is there hope for America? Is there hope for this generation? Is God finished with us? I mean, I was just reading this morning, and you know, I'm reading how the time came that God is saying, you know, you guys have just gone too far. You know, His mercy, there's still a remnant, and there's going to be a return. But you know, He was talking to a people that had become very rebellious and hard-hearted against Him. And yes. I look at our nation, I look at so many things. What do you see, and what do you say to people that are down in the dumps and they have no hope?
All generations shall call Him blessed, and in the last days I'll pour out My Spirit in all flesh.
Your
sons and your daughters shall prophesy. So that there's judgment for those who ignore God's ways, but for those who have found misery in ignoring God's ways, He's saying, come home, There's a welcome.
Exactly.
We'll cancel your past from the record, and we'll give you a new start. And America, there's no country like America, really, where millions and millions of people are crying out for the mercy of God for revival.
Yes, yes, we are.
He's going to hear from heaven.
Amen.
And answer. And the house built on the rock will last, and that which is built in the sand will collapse. So we're going to have lots of convulsions as some things collapse and some things are built up. But we see this wonderful move among the body of Christ, where there's just a hunger for God, a hunger for His Spirit. And to see the young people filling the churches and worshiping the Lord in their own idiom, it's just beautiful.
Amen. And Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened." And so we must never give up on our country or on Him. He has overcome, and He has taken the curse. He has taken the curse, and the devil hasn't won.
Amen.
And we do a lot of ministry still in Europe, throughout Europe, and it's always such a blessing to come back to America, because, you know, we hear so much in the body of Christ and political strife and everything, and when we come back, if they only knew. And one of the great joys when we come back is everywhere we can go, we can talk about Jesus. And there's nowhere when you mention the Lord, minus anything to do with religion, somebody takes the bait. You know? And that's what we have to do. And so never, ever curse. Jesus has taken the curse.
That's good.
And we hear people cursing America, cursing politicians. I don't care who they are. Jesus died for every one of them, no matter what party they are in. And we should be peacemakers. And he broke down the dividing wall of hostility. And we shouldn't have any part in bringing it up and trying to bring enmity into the body of Christ. And I'm sorry we do hear a lot of that. Mm-hmm. But maybe we're not preaching the gospel. The gospel is the good news of Jesus.
Amen.
And he won. Thanks be to God who has given us the victory
through
in
Christ
Jesus.
Amen.
We have it. Get
Amen.
With it.
Amen. Dave, what do you think? Well, Nuala said that pretty well, didn't she?
She cut right to the chase.
Get with it. Get with it.
That's right.
I love it.
I just have to. I am resonating. My heart is just beating with what you're saying, because over the last few years, the Lord has gotten me to focus on several issues. One of them is Christian unity. And when you go back to the Word, you go back to the Gospels, and what Jesus says to His church about being one, and in John 17, part of that prayer is, He says, "Father, make them one even as You and I are one." And some people say, well, what does that mean? Well, it means, if you go back to the context of the early church and how was the church presenting itself to the world, they were one in Christ. Since then, fracturing through denominationalism and the spirit of religion has, you know, just gotten wild over the several, but God is calling us back to that. I heard in what both of you said, if I'm hearing you correctly, that what God is doing is restoring the essential church, the call on Christians, focusing on Jesus. That's common to all of us, right?
And exactly.
The church of today, the church that's going to be facing a massive revival,
Amen.
Has to be able to take those souls and minister to them.
And there's only one body.
Yeah.
The church is the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And we split it up and divide it and argue about theology and doctrine. And theology, actually, this guy here has a lot of theology, lots of theological degrees. But theology is trying to understand God with the mind of man. And if we understand God, we're God. We're not God. We're not God, and we can't say, God, this is how you are to act. We put a few scriptures in the slot and we get out and answer to prayer. He's not like that. He's wonderful. He understands each of us, and He allows us our diversity too. And to try to make everybody be the same is absolutely ridiculous. And it's just God's greater than the whole lot of us put together.
There's such a variety of churches. Today it's driven women. We're not against the variety of churches and cultures.
And but don't divide the body.
To see the plethora of churches in the Treasure Coast is wonderful. Churches for conservative people, churches for radical people, loud music people, traditional music. And it's just wonderful to see the varieties and also different theological emphasis. But above all, it's the kingdom of God. We're coming under the throne and Jesus is our head. And above all the presidents and prime ministers of the world, there's the one they'll have to give an account to. And we are those who are directly connected to the throne of heaven. So our politicians do disappoint us. And America has been very disappointed with its politicians and the immoral directions they've taken this country in many places. And may the Lord remove those who shouldn't be there.
Amen.
But above all that, we have the kingdom of God, and his values and his moral standards are unshakable, unchangeable, and we're locked into them, and his mercies are in forgiveness, and he'll empower us to love one another. He'll empower us to live the upright way, and we won't have to hold our breath for a perfect government. Go straight to the throne. It's here already.
Okay, now, before we run out of time, I want to make sure that you bring Israel into this.
Yes.
And I want for there to be at least a moment for you all to pray over our nation and the Treasure Coast. So we right now have about 4 minutes. So let's start with Israel.
Well, I had no particular love for Israel until I first visited Israel back in 1974. And then my heart wasn't turned on. It wasn't until 1980 when my second visit, I began to see that these are God's people and his promises with them are irrevocable. God made a promise with Abram, I'll give you this land forever, and I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And Paul writes in Romans 15:8, Jesus came to confirm the promises given to the fathers, not to do away with them. So God's promises to Israel have not been revoked, because many Jewish people don't accept Jesus as Messiah. The promise to bring them back, and he's brought them back right before our eyes from all the nations. There he has promised not just to bring them back, but to pour his spirit upon them. And when he has poured his spirit upon them, Jesus is going to come back. David, my servant, shall be king over them. So the whole move of history and the regathering of Israel is not just to create a secular nation, it's to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord and for worldwide outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So every believer should stand with Israel, not stand with all the policies of the Israeli government, but stand for God's irrevocable plan for Israel. And there's a blessing in that. And if ever you get a chance to visit Israel, go there. But it's a wonderful thing to have a heart for Israel. And in South Florida, you have the second greatest concentration of Jewish people in the world, outside of Israel itself. There are people, and we need to pray that they just come to the knowledge of what God has done for them.
Many within our reach.
Many within our reach.
And many are listening today.
Yes. And may they know that we love them. We're their partners.
Yes,
we've been grafted in. We appreciate, because of their promises, laying hold of the promises, that we have learned. The Bible comes from them. Every writer of the Bible, Old and New Testament, was written by a Jewish person. But they, like us, they need to read the Bible and see those wonderful promises.
Yes.
And that in the last days, after bringing them back from the nations, they will receive the Holy Spirit. I met this Jewish guide, and he said to me, "Do you want us to become Christians?" I said, "No, not particularly. All we want you to know is that God has provided permanent atonement through Jesus, and he wants to fulfill the words of Ezekiel, 'I will take out the heart of stone and put my spirit within you.'" And you know what he said? "Oh, I can accept that, no problem."
Wow.
Not asking. It's not a matter of religion or not asking them to change the religion. And actually, I didn't know any. I learned my whole faith expanded, my knowledge of Jesus. He's Jewish. I was Jewish, is Jewish. It began with Abraham. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. We see the gift of righteousness, which is everything. We don't earn that.
Amen.
Religion causes it to earn.
Well, we're running out of time.
Okay.
Thank you, Jonathan.
I do want you all to lead us in prayer over our nation and over the plans of God, that they will be birthed continually in us and through us, and that we will be a blessing, whatever the Lord puts in your heart. And for any precious Jewish people that are listening today, may the love of God grip your heart and uphold you and touch you and draw you to